So war number one, war number two, war number three. War number one, of course, Afghanistan.
Right.
War number two, Iraq, supposedly winding down.
Right.
And we learn over the weekend, war number three in
Libya. Wait, that's not a war. That's a no-fly zone.
We shall see exactly what that means. We are actually fortunate to throw some big ideas at Admiral William Fallon, who was commander of U.S. Central Command and also commander of the U.S. Pacific Command. He joins us from Alexandria, Virginia. Admiral, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, John. How are you?
Great. Right off the top, we've got a report. F-15 is down. Two crew members eject, okay? One of them, there's a rescue operation underway. Now, if I'm not mistaken, despite what White House officials are saying and the State Department is saying, that means boots on the ground, right?
Well, there may be maybe boots from the flight crew, but that's clearly not boots on the ground as it's understood. This is I have no idea what caused the aircraft to go down. May have been potentially shot down, probably more likely had some kind of a mechanical problem.
Indeed, they are reporting that it is a mechanical failure, but it does focus us on the unintended consequences that an operation of this can have, like this can have. How confident are you that a no-fly zone can be quickly established, that authority for this can be handed quickly over to someone besides, U.S. Africa Command, I guess, where General Hamm is controlling this, and that Gaddafi might leave because of diplomatic pressure?
Well, there are three different questions, and I think three very different answers. First, the no-fly zone, it's pretty well established. It sounds like that's relatively easy in terms of the capabilities and experience that we have to do this with our coalition partners. So getting that in place quickly sounds like the number one objective of this past weekend. The next thing, handing over leadership of this thing, sounds like it's become a little bit sticky, and I suspect this is a result of a couple things. One, the fact that it was probably decided pretty quickly here in, at the end of last week to go ahead and execute this thing based on what was being observed on the ground with the opposition forces being chased by Gaddafi's folks. And so it looks to me like, as some people have now come to realize, that you don't just wave a hand and this stuff happens, that it actually involves real people and real bullets, that it's not as clean as some might envision it, debating it in an office in Brussels or whatever.
And it took more than the hand wave to get rid of Saddam Hussein.
That's the third thing. How does Gaddafi go away? And that's the real open issue. And I'm not sure that one's it's certainly not clear, and it's certainly not.
And it's certainly not clear to us that even the people who are running the military mission there are clear on that. Admiral William Fallon. I mean, we have reports coming out of the UK that David Cameron appears to be in a somewhat PR argument with his own military leadership. He says Gaddafi is a legitimate target. His military leaders say absolutely not. There seems to be the same contradiction in the U.S. too. The United States, Obama, although he doesn't identify Gaddafi as a target, says our policy is that he should be gone. And you've got General Hamm saying he is not a target.
Well, I haven't seen a U.K. discussion, but in the U.S., I noted that the president has said it's policy that we would like him to be gone. On the other hand, Admiral Mullen was pretty clear, certainly on Sunday when I heard him, that he's not being targeted in this military effort, which is designed to number one, put the no-fly zone up in accordance with the UN resolution, and the real purpose of that is to protect the civilians. That's the goal, and that's what the military appears to be executing.
Now, you're good. You're more than an acquaintance with Mike Mullen, Admiral Mike Mullen of the Joint Chiefs, right?
Sure.
And we've interviewed him here on this program, and over the weekend he said, and I'm sure you saw this comment, this isn't something we, quote, ginned up. This is, an operation that we were asked to be involved with. In his characterization, it was asked by the Libyan opposition to be involved in. But you could have said the Arab League. You could have said Britain and France. You're familiar with the issue of civilian control of the military, right, Admiral William Fallon?
Certainly am.
Now, doesn't this raise a whole lot of nasty kinds of questions of whose bidding are we doing? The Arab League or NATO?
I would be careful about mixing apples and oranges here. In my understanding of this, and I think it's pretty clear that there's been a significant discussion among the international leaders watching events unfold in Libya, that when Gaddafi turned his forces loose on the opposition people and started to chase them from city to city, that both on the observed actions of his people and his statements, you know, we're not going to show mercy to these guys, it became pretty clear that he was intent to roll these folks up and punish them pretty severely. So the question for the world is, do you stand by and allow that kind of thing to go on? So,
although answer this argument from one of our listeners who calls in and says that the decisive factor here is not Gaddafi going after his civilians, but the fact that he's an oil producer. But for that, we probably wouldn't be in there. And he cited Darfur as an example, or Rwanda.
Well, I think I'd take that with a grain of salt. I mean, each of these events in the world in which you have some kind of a tyrant or oppressive regime goes after people elicits concern in many quarters. And in some situations, people have acted pretty quickly. Others, they have not. I think there are a number of factors here. I'm not going to go back and rationalize the African issues, but Africa, Central Africa, is a long way from many of the countries that are doing things right now. It's pretty close to their their borders. They can actually reach them pretty easily. And I think there may be a bit of the, hey, we're sensitive to the past. We recognize maybe we didn't move fast enough in anything.
So
are we going to let this happen again? No. Or,
lessons learned.
People want to do something. The challenge here is not you got to do something to stop a tragedy from unfolding. Okay, got it. That's been done. Now the problem is, okay, once you start these things, where do they go? How do you get yourself out of them? What's the end game? Okay, if you want Gaddafi gone, that's a great, noble idea based on his behavior.
But how's it going to actually look?
Yeah, how do you affect it? And do we really do this? I don't think so. This is something that's probably going to have to be generated inside the country.
Before we go, Admiral William Fallon, do you sense a kind of weariness on the part of Americans? Oh, here we go again.
Do I sense that? I don't think so. I think this is very different, and you're going to see. I would expect this to be significantly different than Iraq for sure, and Afghanistan.
All right. Admiral William Fallon was commander of U.S. Central Command. Prior to that, commander of the U.S. Pacific Command. Commenting on the mission, lack of clarity, or the perhaps end game that we can't quite see yet in Libya. Admiral, thanks so much.
You bet. Have a good day.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.